Meet Tessa Crockett, one of London's most popular Airbnb hosts. In an age of rising living costs, this former set designer has turned her London home into her main source of income.
It's changed my life beyond what I could have imagined if I tried to go out and get what I would call a normal job. The fact that I can use my home as a resource, and that I share my home with other people, and that I share myself as a resource, is extraordinary.
Founded 6 years ago and worth an estimated $13 billion, Airbnb has transformed the world of online accommodation, allowing private landlords to rent out rooms much like a hotel.
In the last 5 years, are some of these new entrants that are challenging traditional businesses become big businesses in and of themselves? So if you look in the UK and you look at websites like Airbnb or BlaBlaCar, these are now big businesses with big revenues globally.
Alex chose a different way to travel with BlaBlaCar.
And in this age when there's no shame in sharing, other doors are opening too. BlaBlaCar offers a platform for drivers to rent spaces in their vehicles, offsetting the cost of a journey.
We have over 10 million people using the service in Europe. We carry over 2 million people every month. So that's like two times bigger than the Eurostar, for example, as a transport network. So we quickly realized that the need is actually a global need. So it's not just France, it's not just the UK or the rest of Europe. It's actually something that can work and now works for us in Russia.
Yet even some of today's entrepreneurs admit to borrowing their business model from the past, like Girl Meets Dress, the product of a serial entrepreneur and a former fashion PR.
Dress rental has really been around since the 60s. It's not particularly a new idea. What we did is we took it online and we made it designer fashion, brands that everyone has heard of. But the sharing economy has done a lot of good for renting. It's offering women something they didn't have before, and women really love it.
Startups like these are becoming so prolific that collectively they've earned their own status in the form of the sharing economy.
The sharing economy has been great because now we've got something to call what these businesses are really about, right? So for example, hotels, they're a sharing economy. You go into a bedroom, you hire it out for the night or for the weekend. It's very much what we're doing here. We've got assets and we're just renting them and milking them month by month, week by week.
Back at Tessa Crockett's, she's ploughing her hard-earned cash back into her home, with plans to expand and create another room, also soon to be online. Nina Dos Santos, CNN, London.